If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Welcome back to Talking in the Rain. I'm your host, Saira Unju, and today my guest is Alexis Fletcher, who's going to be introducing herself in a second. But before we get into it, I want to remind you that you can watch Alexis's newest work as part of the Double Bill Universus March 21st and 22nd at the Vancouver Playhouse. And yeah, let's get into it. Enjoy.
Do you want to get started by introducing yourself, what you do, and then we can dive into the questions?
That sounds great. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's really such a pleasure to be here. Yeah, so my name's Alexis. As you said, I'm a dance artist, choreographer, and also producer. And a little bit the kind of like, you know, overview. I grew up on Vancouver Island, and I trained there as a young person until I finished high school. And then I was very fortunate to be able to move over to Vancouver and do my professional and post-secondary training with Arts Umbrella. So here, also based in Vancouver. And from there, I graduated in 2005 and was immediately offered a contract with Ballet BC. The director at that time was John Elaine, who remains a huge source of inspiration to me and remains a mentor and a dear friend to this day. And then I proceeded to stay with the company for the next 15 years, actually. So really my whole growing into myself as an adult and an artist here in the city happened inside the company through the directorship change to Emily Molnar. Such a phenomenal opportunity through that time in the company to not only be in one place and grow with the place, which is quite special in this field. It tends to be quite transient, and having the opportunity to stay in one place and really see the company change and grow and do the huge variety of repertoire inside of our contemporary language in dance that we have right now. Getting to work with many of the leading voices of our time in contemporary dance, working in such a collaborative and creation-driven environment really, really shaped who I am as an artist today, and is also what first ignited my desire to create my own work. During that time in the company, I also met the person who's now my husband, Sylvain Senez, who was also a dancer with the company, and at the time we were there together was rehearsal director. So we've been together for many, many years now and do most of our creative practice together. And that kind of also arose out of growing together as artists and inside of the environment of Ballet BC. In 2015, we started to create a grassroots site-specific outdoor series called The Dance Deck at our home here in East Van. So we kind of like went in this wildly different direction from the big main stage international touring situation that we were in with Ballet BC. We just kind of stripped everything down and wanted to experience what it was like to share art in this really, really intimate way. And from there, we started to create our own work together with me as choreographer and Sylvain as visual designer. And that was really the seeds for what our practice is now. I left Ballet BC kind of officially in 2020. I became artist in residence there. I'm still a guest rehearsal director, still very connected to the company and, you know, still very much feeling like that's where I come from. But now in my independent practice, Sylvain and I have formed our company, Belle Spiral Dance Projects. And we are on this very, it still kind of feels like a new path in a certain way of being outside of the company life and really being directors, making our own work. I still perform a lot, both in my own work and as a freelancer. And also having our production and curating hats on as well when we produce the dance deck, and also moving into presenting more work on the on main stage venues as well. So that's kind of like my overview. And
Love that.
yeah.
Yeah. So I have a question about like your time at Ballet BC because you were there for so long. And so I've been living in Vancouver for 8 years, and over the 8 years, I've gone to like multiple shows. And of course, always I look at like who's dancing, who's been like read everyone's bios. And what I've come to notice is that like the dancers from 8 years ago aren't still dancing now. I feel like they kind of change every 2 or 3 years ish. So, how were you, I guess, able to dance with them for 15 years? Was that your choice or their choice? Yeah, like, has it changed since then? Or is it simply just like dancers prefer not staying in one company for a very long time now?
That's a great question. The points that you're bringing up have to do with so many different things. First of all, the trajectory of a career, especially with something so specific, physically, spiritually, mentally, all aspects of the being like dance is, it's just so individual, the journey of what it is, what somebody's interested in, what their body can sustain, what their artistic and creative sense of self, like how that develops, how it changes, what it longs for. It's just so vastly different for each person. I would say maybe as a total generalization, it is quite common in a repertory company format for it to be fairly transient. And that's really about whatever the individual's path is. Often people end up being very far from their families. I, for instance, am quite unusual in the fact that I stayed quite close to where I grew up. So I always felt really lucky that I was able to be close to my family and have them here. And so it was like a very natural thing for Sylvain and I to keep our roots here, which is yeah, a little bit sometimes outside of the norm, I guess, in our field where people tend to like have to travel to where the work is. But there was a core group of us at that time in the company that literally grew up together. And we were really fortunate for that. And it was to do with so many things like what the time of the company, the fact that we all felt like we were growing this really special thing together, what each of us were interested in. We really fed each other. We grew together. We nurtured each other, and we all had this feeling of being really fulfilled artistically inside of the trajectory of the company. And that certainly does not mean that that's not happening now. It was just a very specific time, sort of in that transition between John's directorship and Emily's and the group of us that were there as quite young people, you know, in our very early 20s, and then really becoming adults together in this room. And it's a small group too. Like at that time we were about 14. So you're really like in the fire with your people. And it was such a, it's something that I'm so grateful to have experienced, because it's really informing in such a profound way the leader that I want to be and that I feel like I'm growing into. I'm fairly like early in my trajectory as a leader and a director. It's fairly new in my practice, but it's so informed by that time. I think also like I was so interested in what sustaining in one place meant. Like I was interested in what that meant physically, like as in my athlete's body, you know, and how it changes over 15 years. It's like quite significant. And how your practice changes and your mindset and your approach to working and performing. I was like so curious about that. I was always wanting to be involved. Like every time the next season would get proposed, I was like, oh yeah, like I want to be a part of that, you know, especially when we started to tour, do a lot of touring internationally. Getting to be a part of that rebirth in the company at that time was really special. The people, as I said, really having this sense of home and family year after year with that particular group of people. And it's interesting because so many, I think actually most of us from that core group I'm speaking of are directors now, and makers. Like almost all of us have gone forward into leadership positions of some sort, into making our own work. And I think that that's something that's quite precious about that time in the company, and also like what Emily helped us grow into as young artists as well is quite, I think, quite special. And everybody's system is different. Everybody's approach to what the care of the instrument means is different, and everybody needs a different thing. And I think for me, there was just this like beauty in the rigor of like staying in this place. I, without making it sound like more grandiose than it is, I've always had this stubbornness about staying in North America too, because it's really hard to be an artist here. And I always had this feeling of like, why don't you just go to Europe? Like, you know, but I was just like, there's this really stubborn and like clear instinctual part of me. And also, this is like very much behind the vision of Beth Spital now as well, is that I'm like, no, like what happens when you stay here and you try to bring something that feels like it has meaning and depth and integrity to this community inside of this society that we have in North America that doesn't always feel like there's space for that, or that it's focused on, or that people maybe understand like what the meaning is behind it. Not that arts practice has to be for everyone, but I do know that it's an integral part of being human to reflect on and encounter our own creativity. And that's something that is so distanced in this culture a lot of the time. I felt like it was really important for me in my practice to stay here. And it's certainly like not always an easy thing, but I feel really clear about that choice as well.
I think it's such a great thing the way you think about that is because, yeah, like if every artist felt like they should be following or going where it's more popular, where they can get more jobs, where they can create with more funding, if everyone followed and left, then what's going to be left here, right? And I think, yeah, it's so great that you're doing that in your, especially in a time when like the arts fundings are being cut and people are moving away because of the cost of living. Yeah, it's great that you're sticking to it and you are doing what you care about and what you're passionate about.
Yeah, and I think it's also just such a testament to how much phenomenal talent is here in Vancouver. We have really, really exceptional artists here from so many different fields of practice inside of what dance practice can be, which can be, you know, a myriad of different things. And I just feel so strongly about cultivating and really amplifying and honoring that local talent. Like, there's just such interesting, honest, exceptional people here. And I'm feeling very fortunate right now that we're able to be working with some of those people and bringing them together. And that's really not to be negated. It feels sometimes, again, this is a little bit of a generalization, but I really feel interested in like, what does it mean when we make this caliber of work happen here, as opposed to another choice, which would be, oh, we only bring people in from outside of the country or the city in order to feel that that work has worth. I'm interested in building from the foundation that we have here and finding these gems of artistic voices that also want to stay and share art here.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, speaking of outside talent, for Universus, it's a double bill. And so one of the works is choreographed by you, and the second one is by Fernando Magadan, who is a Spanish dancer choreographer. How did this collaboration come about?
So it's such a phenomenal honor to be working with Fernando. He's really somebody that I look up to personally so much. I met Fernando at Bally BC. He created the first work for the company in 2014, and I was fortunate to be a dancer in that cast. So created very, very closely with him. And for anyone listening who remembers those days, it was White Act. It was like a huge audience favorite at that time, really beautiful piece. And Sylvain was his rehearsal director for the process and also helped with some of the visual design. And Fernando was just instantly one of those people that we both were feeling such a kinship with. It was like the process was beautiful. I love his work aesthetically and the ideas behind it. I love his, he has a very, very visceral movement, approach to movement that I feel very compelled by as a dancer. He's a very gracious, kind, generous person, which really does matter a lot. I don't believe in that thing of like, oh, if the work is good, it doesn't matter what the person, it matters who the person is. So he's like a deeply good person, and he's a that is a huge part of our decision-making process when we bring in collaborators. And what is so cool about this international collaboration is that Fernando is still very much has a lot of his practice in actually more in Holland and also Spain as well, where he's from. But he had most of his career in Holland with Netherlands Dance Theater and some other places in Europe. So he's very much still tied to those communities. And it's really beautiful because it does bring that international scope and scale to Universus. But he is based in Vancouver now. He's raising his family here. His wife and children are Canadian. He has his permanent residency. Like he's a full like part of our community here now. And that shift was very much what prompted this. And it's beautiful for us because we really get to straddle the fact that he is like so acclaimed internationally, but that he is fully dedicated to his Canadian arts practice and his practice now being situated in Canada. So yeah, it's a very, as I said, it's really an honor for us. It's his first Canadian commission outside of Bally BC and kind of a dream come true for Sylvain and I to work with him again in our capacity as independent creators and under the umbrella of our own company. So we, Fernando and I, as creators with Sylvain as visual designer for both works and rehearsal director and co-creator. We really wanted to give Fernando and I the opportunity to explore some similar ideas in our very different ways and from our different perspectives in terms of where we're at in our career and all of these things through creating this double bill and shared program.
Yeah, and do you want to talk about the show a little bit? And yeah, what audiences can expect from it?
Yeah, I have many favorite things about the show so far. I mean, we're still learning what it is. It's being made right now as we speak. But so far, there's so many things I love about it. The dancers, speaking of local talent, everybody is either 100% based here or has like a large part of their practice situated here. Just such brilliant, brilliant people that we're fortunate to be bringing together for this. I think it's a beautiful show to not only showcase that, really to have our audiences be excited about supporting local talent in this way, but also we're getting to experience work in the Playhouse, which has this amazing mix of intimacy, but also, a large enough space that you can really do quite a lot technically. The show is very interdisciplinary because of Sylvain's co-creative voice with the visual design, with the work of our lighting designer, Victoria Hunter Bell, who is designing for both pieces, also works very collaboratively with the choreographers. So I think that there's so many different points of entry. My piece also has original poetry and spoken word performance by one of the dancers, Marissa Gold, who's also a brilliant writer and poet. So there's so many different entry points. And what I would just love, like, to encourage in our audiences is, like, if you're not a dance person, come for all of those other elements, also original music, and then you're gonna have an experience of dance that is, like, quite fresh and new and accessible in that way. And then if you're, like, really already a dance audience, you're going to suddenly be able to also experience all of this amazing set design and the spoken word and the music composition, the lighting design, like all of these things coming together. We create these, like, quite immersive worlds in our pieces. And the birthplace of the show was Fernando and I talking about, I think, how so many people feel right now is that there's suddenly this trepidation about the future in a very, very specific way that many of us have truly never felt before in our lifetimes. The climate change, what the pandemic cracked open, blew apart, unveiled, the wars that are happening right now, this sense of literal endangerment because of climate change, that it just feels, at least for me, like this. My, like, faith in the future is just being shaken to the core right now. And I certainly don't want to speak for Fernando, but for what he shared in his process, being a new father, what does the future now as a father, what does that mean? So we were having these conversations about that. And I think for me personally, it's also this, like, this core optimism that I've really had my whole life is just being gutted right now. And it is just, it's so heavy, and it feels really devastating. And I don't really even know what that means. It's just this feeling of something that I've, like, carried on the inside that felt really strong my whole life. It just feels like it's being kind of, like, shaken or disintegrated. And I don't understand how to live with that, unless I'm, like, put it into my arts practice, because that's the only way that I know how to interface with these things. And so what we decided to do with the show was, instead of, like, make, like, a documentary about, like, these are all the things that are wrong, like, we're thinking so grandiose that we're like, oh, we're going to change social policy. No, I don't really believe that. We were like, okay, what is an actual artistic response to this for us as a team and as individuals? And Fernando and I in our work are looking at this in very, very different ways. And just speaking for myself, I was just like, well, what is there to hold on to right now? Like, what does resiliency actually mean to me right now? Not when I just use it as a phrase, but, like, what am I holding on to in my arts practice? What do I want to share with people? And Sylvain also talks about something that really helped me understand what we were making. He talks about how hope is actually necessary right now, not as this, like, surface level, facile, oh yeah, I have hope and it's light. It's like, no, like, hope is, like, messy and scary, and the only thing that allows any kind of evolution to happen. So we've made this deeply personal piece. It's completely co-created with the dancers. It really infuses a lot of their own thought process and responses to Marissa's text and some of the other texts that I was having in the room, because I always work from partially original text and my own writing and found text. And then Marissa and I have been, she's done all of the writing, but we've built her sections together. And then she also is a featured dancer in the work. Everybody has been responding to these images and words and conversations in their own way. So everyone's perspectives is very woven in and created in a very collaborative way. And where we kind of got to with all of this, which could be quite broad, but the specificity that we found is there's a shared origin point for humanity, whether that comes from a more cosmological or scientific viewpoint, or whether that comes from a more spiritual or a mix of both. We have this shared origin story. So we created the imagery for the work with Sylvain. There's projections of the cosmos. There's a lot of plant life in the work that comes in and out visually. The dancers are kind of surrounded by that like feeling of organic, like forest, material. And then what I started to ask myself and the artist was, okay, so if it had the possibility of going in a good direction, who would the people be? Like, what would the energetic archetypes be that would be calling us into that future? Which, to be perfectly frank, that's what I'm longing for right now. And I feel like what's feeling so heavy about this time is just like that I don't see that in our leadership at a like very high level, but I see it in the individual people that I encounter every single day. And I'm like, how can that gap be so wide of like this despair that I feel about world leadership? But then every single day, I'm with people that I'm like, you are the one that I want to follow into this crazy time. And so, with each of the dancers, I have six in my cast, and Fernando has seven in his cast. We started to create these like, I call them archetypes, but like these energetic principles of like, what would that actually look like? And Marissa holds that in the most tangible way in the work because she is embodying it through text, which is automatically more literal and kind of has this thing you can hold on to in a different way. And then she embodies it in the more abstracted way that dance language and using the body does. We have the energy that I think maybe a lot of us feel of like knowing that something wants to change, but not actually wanting to change, and kind of maintaining a like feeling of the status quo, or like the thing of like you want to, but you like don't actually want to take the step. So you're kind of like in a loop. We have that. And everybody is going to see the piece in a different way. And I want that. I don't want it to be literal or like a linear narrative, but I did want to bring into the space this feeling of when we actually look to the people around us, things feel possible in a different way than how I feel if I like only watch the news or only look at the politicians or those kinds of things. And I think that the piece becomes specific because of who the dancers are. They're working with these very specific energies. And then we are trying to create these poetic representations of, oh, we actually are all coming from the same place. And there's a togetherness in that.
First of all, so much to take in. And also, I felt that in my soul when you said you want to change, but you can't do anything about it. And you're just not taking that step. For like 2 years, I've had that urge. And this year, I finally decided to, take a step and actually create that change that I want to have and not just think about it. And so, yeah, definitely giving me more to think about now. I wanted to talk to you about, well, first of all, are you dancing in Universes?
I am, yeah, I'll be dancing in Fernando's work.
Oh, amazing. You have mentioned that Universes is an intimate and interdisciplinary project, which is generally, as a choreographer, what you're drawn to as well. And I guess getting to know what you're drawn to and what you want to create as a choreographer, how did this evolve? Do you think you have always been drawn to intimate settings and interdisciplinary work, or has it kind of taken shape the more you started to actually do it, and yeah, as the years went by in your profession?
That's a great question. I think that it's been a very actually like kind of slow and steady evolution. How I grew up in the company, in the repertory company format, you gain a huge amount of skill working very fast. There's so many creations every season. You premiere work very quickly with not a lot of time in the theater or on a technical level with like design stuff. It's very fast-fired, fast-paced. You develop so many tools. You work with so many people who are looking at the form from so many different viewpoints. You just get like this really big toolkit. And when I started to make my own work, I really wanted to understand what it meant when I had time to create over time. And when we started to create our own work, Sylvain and I, we very quickly met Victoria, our lighting designer, and the three of us have been making together since 2019 and have made many, many works together now. And because I started my choreographic practice on my own body, I did a lot of solo work, I did a lot of duet work, and I still really love that part of my practice. And I think I will always keep that alive. As a creator now, it's like this new path of creating on other people and on groups. So this show, The Universes, is like a huge moment for me as a creator because of that as well. But as we were making these pieces, Sylvain, myself, and Victoria, I learned that I am just a way better maker when I have co-creative voices in the room with me. I found a team that I trust implicitly that shares my artistic sensibilities, but also elevates my ideas, looks at the work. I get to look at the work through two other pairs of eyes because Victoria and Sylvain are in the room with me when I'm making quite early on in the process. We don't in any way have the thing where the dance is made and then the lighting designer or the set designer come in towards the end of the process, and then you kind of have a little bit of time to cook ideas, and then you're just suddenly making it on stage. We do the exact opposite. They're like part of all of the discussions. They come into the room, they help me piece everything together. The design becomes so interwoven with the piece itself that the choreography is interdependent on the environment and completely transformed by and informed by what the environment will be. And all of our ideas layer on top of each other. So the thing really gets made all at once in these layers. And what we learned through creating that way with each other and the way that we work as a team is that the set design and the lighting design become narrative elements. They really texturize the space. They surround the performer or performers with this really tangible environment. Like there's actually things in the space. The lighting design is built at the same time as the choreography. And through our partnership with Chutzpah Festival, we've been artist in residence there for since 2019. Having a presenter like Chutzpah understand creative process in the way that the current director, Jessica, does, giving artists 2, 3 weeks to create on stage is something that's very unusual to have in North America. And I really cannot overemphasize how lucky we are to have had that and how it has informed our practice in a really, really profound way because we have gotten to make the work in a theater with that perspective, being able to improvise with the lighting, being able to bring in set pieces and hang stuff. And like it's really, really an exceptional thing that we've had. And Chutzpah is also the creation and another presentation partner for Universis as well. We're really lucky to have so many different parts of the community. And we built the show at their stage, the Norman Rothstein, in order to get it ready to bring it to Playhouse. And you just learn so much about what you're making in that way when you have time to, percolate and kind of marinate in the environment. And it's just changed the whole trajectory of how we make work, honestly. And I'm so passionate about it too, because I think that, like every heart and every intellect is opened or stimulated or touched in different ways and really by different things. So what I've also learned from this team is that our hope is that the audiences are also invited in because there's so many different points of departure to have a relationship to whatever that is. It's never that we want to dictate what our audiences feel. And we always say it's like a free verse poem, it's like whatever you experience is right. But we do want to like open the imagination, right? And so all of these different textures in the space, I just love. And also as a performer, like feeling that you're really in a world that is very, very specific and that you can see and feel and touch is just such a special experience that I've so loved learning about since we started to work in this way.
Yeah, that's amazing. And we are unfortunately at the end of our time, but there's one question that I really want to know. So, Sylvain, your partner, is also doing the scenic design. However, as you mentioned, he is also a dancer. And so, not just for universes, but in general, when you are creating a work, when you're choreographing, how much is there a collaboration between the two of you when it comes to the dance specifically? Or are you able to separate it and work on your own? And then, yeah, that's my question.
It's a both and. There's times when we separate and go and work on our different facets and then come back together. And then there's times like right now where we're, like 2, 2.5 weeks before the show, and I'm really working on the nuancing of the dancing itself, but also on my compositional choices. Like they're still kind of getting texturized and layered, and I'm still understanding what they are and everything. I rely on Sylvain's eye a lot, and him being a dancer. And also a photographer. That is also what makes him such a brilliant visual designer, is because he's looking at the design, understanding so deeply what the dancing body needs in order to be the central thing that the whole world is supporting. And he has a phenomenal eye for musicality and rhythm, and he really, really helps me layer my choreographic choices. So it's kind of like all wrapped in together how we work. I mean, also because we're life partners. So it's like everything is interwoven in all parts of our lives together. I will often spend the beginning of a process alone with the dancers or with myself if I'm creating on myself to just develop the foundational choreographic language and to just have time and space to kind of do that in my own way. But we're always talking about things. He's also made a large amount of the soundscape for my piece in Universus. So we've been co-creating that as well as the stage environment. And then, yeah, I really like, really, really trust his choices. And he rehearsal directs for my processes as well. So coaches the dancers or me or both. And it's kind of all overlapping in how we make.
Yeah. But that sounds like, honestly, it sounds great that you have someone you can trust and trust their judgment and you're able to work with them too. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're really, I mean, it's, everybody has their own way of making, but I know for me, it's such a gift, and I really feel like I get like he really makes me like better in the sense that I keep evolving through this like co-creative journey that we're on together.
I love that. Yeah. And yeah, unfortunately, we are at the end of our time. It's been so great talking to you. And I had so many more questions, but maybe you'll have to come back in the future so I can
Yeah,
ask
bring it back.
those.